Dr. Baligai here. This podcast belongs to a group of 10 podcasts on statistics in medicine. These podcasts should give you a solid foundation on this topic. It's derived from an outstanding chapter titled Statistics in Medicine in Baligai's Textbook of Internal Medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. The chapter is authored by Dr. Donna Windisch, MD, Associate Professor at Yale University School of Medicine. She is the Associate Program Director for the Yale Primary Care Internal Medicine Residency Program. Dr. Windisch completed her medical school degree at the University of Connecticut and her internship and residency in New York at the University of Rochester. She went on to do fellowship in general internal medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and obtained her MPH at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Dr. Windisch has been on faculty at Yale since her fellowship. She is clinically active in both inpatient and outpatient medicine, oversees the research and residency program for the Yale Primary Care Training Program, and teaches medical students and residents biostatistics and how to read medical literature. Multiple choice question. Which study design below cannot use a Kaplan-Meier analysis to determine differences in outcomes? A, prospective cohort study. B, randomized control trial. C, cross-sectional study. And D, pre-post study. The answer is C, cross-sectional study. Kaplan-Meier analysis uses time to an event in its calculations. Since a cross-sectional study occurs at one point in time, one cannot use any time to even analysis when assessing study outcomes. One cannot use Cox proportional hazard regression either for the study design. Survival analysis. Survival analysis is a method of comparing the time it takes for an event to occur. We often assess time to mortality in medicine, but the endpoint can be any factor, such as the time to an adverse event. There are two types of survival analysis, Kaplan-Meier analysis and Cox proportional hazards regression. Kaplan-Meier analysis is a graphical way of estimating the survival of a cohort over time or to assess the time to an event. Kaplan-Meier only looks at differences in outcomes over the entire length of the study and reports a p-value using log rank test. The interpretation of this analysis is that groups did or did not differ through the time of the study. This analysis does not control for confounding factors. The key point is, Kaplan-Meier analysis does not test the difference between groups at any specific time point. It can only tell you if one or more groups differ throughout the time period assessed. The Cox proportional hazard regression analysis assesses time to a dichotomous outcome where the independent variables or variable are nominal or continuous. This analysis controls for confounding factors. Results are reported using a hazard ratio. The hazard ratio is interpreted like a relative risk in that it is the risk of an event when comparing the exposed group to the unexposed group. A hazard ratio greater than 1 means the exposure is associated with increased risk. Hazard ratio equal to 1 means the exposure is not associated with a change in risk, and a hazard ratio less than 1 means the exposure is associated with decreased risk or is protective. History behind the Kaplan-Meier curve. The Kaplan-Meier estimator is named after Edward L. Kaplan and Paul Meyer, who each submitted similar manuscripts to the Journal of the American Statistical Association. The journal editor John Tukey convinced them to combine their work into one paper, which is then cited over 57,000 times since its publication. An important advantage of the Kaplan-Meier curve is that the method can take into account some types of censored data, particularly right censoring, that is, which occurs if a patient withdraws from a study, is lost to follow-up, or is alive without event occurrence at last follow-up. In order to generate a Kaplan-Meier estimator, at least two pieces of data are required for each patient or each subject: the status at last observation and the time to event. If the survival functions between two or more groups are to be compared, then a third piece of data is required, that is, the group assignment of each subject. The Kaplan-Meier estimator is one of the most frequently used methods of survival analysis. The estimate may be used to examine recovery rates, the probability of death, and effectiveness of treatment. It is limited in its ability to estimate survival adjusted for covariates, parametric survival models, and Cox proportional hazards model may be useful to estimate covariate adjusted survival. Paul Meyer lived from 1924 to 2011. He influenced the field of statistics in two major ways: as a proponent of a method that helped to eliminate bias in determining the effectiveness of treatments in clinical trials, and by introducing a system used to estimate survival rates for patients undergoing different treatments in trials. A longtime professor at the University of Chicago, his work in methods for clinical trials led to a system that randomized which patients received an experimental treatment as opposed to a more traditional therapy. His contributions to randomized trials and so forth and to rigorous methodology now enables us to accurately assess what works and what doesn't, and has had a huge impact on patients' lives. Edward Kaplan lived from 1920 to 2006. After completing his PhD in 1950, he worked at Bell Telephone Labs, New Jersey, and then went to the Lawrence Radiation Laboratory in Livermore, California, where he worked on the Monte Carlo simulations. In fall of 1961, he joined the math department at Oregon State University, where he spent the remainder of his career. The Cox proportional model is named after Sir David Roxby Cox, a prominent British statistician, was born in 15 July 1924. He was born in Birmingham, and he lived near the Jewelry Quarter because his father was a part owner of a jewelry shop. He attended the local grammar school. He studied math at St. John's College in Cambridge and obtained his PhD from the University of Leeds. After working as a professor of statistics at the Birkbeck College in London, he took up the chair position in statistics at the Imperial College London, where he later became head of math department. In 1988, he became the warden of the Nuffield College in Oxford, and as a member of the Department of Statistics at Oxford University, he formally retired from these positions in 1994. He made pioneering and important contributions to numerous areas of statistics and applied probability, of which best known are logistic regression, the proportional hazards model, and the Cox process, which is named after him. This podcast on statistics in general internal medicine is derived from an outstanding chapter on this topic in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. Donna Windisch, Associate Professor in Internal Medicine at Yale University School of Medicine.